Now, we all know at this stage that global supply lines have been hit hard by the COVID pandemic. The latest in the US, the port of San Francisco is so blocked with containers that haven't been delivered containing goods from Asia, the goods that would have been holiday purchases this winter, that President Biden has asked Walmart, UPS and FedEx to work flat out 24/7 to help ease the supply chain bottlenecks. As I say, it's a global problem and there may be no simple or quick solution. Let's talk to lecturer Damien O'Reilly from TU Dublin once more about this. And this latest initiative for Joe Biden, he had this big summit, he called in the heads of the companies, the port of San Francisco, the main landing point for goods coming in from Asia, goods that were destined for supermarket shelves in the holiday season. What's your take on what's going on around the world, Damien?
Well, it certainly is a crisis, a global crisis. And what's happened is, you know, COVID last year, when it hit China first, is then China closed down. So production stopped over there. And then the knock on effect that had in Western Europe and in the United States meant that there were containers which never got back to China. Excuse me. Also, production couldn't be ramped up. What actually happened is that we were at home, so we were spending more money on products rather than on services. So we couldn't go out to eat or drink or whatever. Is that we spent more money on products. So we went a lot online, bought a lot of stuff online, which meant that a lot of stuff then couldn't be ramped up because China was at full capacity. With that as well, you know, COVID and in China has meant that the third largest port in China was closed for 3 weeks there. Also in Vietnam, a big producer of goods for the West, they've been closed. A lot of their ports have been closed because of COVID as well. So, you know, the house as well has become more important. So all of these kind of products that we're looking for, the house, a house and home, have been affected. IKEA have said they're going to be affected. Smiths have said they're going to be affected. Primark said they're going to be affected as well. So there are going to be shortages coming up to Christmas. So I would advise anyone who's who's buying is to buy sooner rather than later if they see the product available. It doesn't mean we'll have bare shelves, but what it means is that some of the more popular items may not be available. And another company that is talking about having issues is Lego, for example.
Oh my goodness, that really would... Yes, yeah. Let's not even think about that. And this is all coincided... Go on, Damien.
Sorry, yeah. The bigger containers are coming in. You know, the ones that have been turned back from Felix, though, you know, some of those are due to end up in Ireland. And what's happening is those containers contain 24,000, up to 24,000 containers on them. So, you know, to get that into a port, to lift those off is probably taking around 3,000 people to work 24 hours a day for 3 days to get one tanker unloaded. And now they're being redirected, which is going to take extra time and puts extra time into the time to get to the shelves.
And this is all time.
There's no quick way around it.
Yeah, and this is all coinciding, isn't it? You know, there are shortages in things like semiconductors. We've got worldwide at the moment, you know, shortages of gas, and we've got shortages of labour, you know, the truck drivers and the delivery people and the port workers. So is this a temporary phenomenon or something that's likely to be with us for more into the medium term?
Well, it's certainly going to last until probably mid-2022, you know, because these ships and tankers, they take a long time, you know, 6 weeks to get from Asia to Europe. So you can't just speed this up very, very quickly. And as he said there, the component part, the likes of Apple are using a component coming from China, and it hasn't come from China besides the semiconductors, which has meant that the iPhone, for example, the new iPhone, they can't produce as many as they'd like to because of a lack of components. Mm-hmm. Now, the components are available, but they can't ship them over quick enough. Other companies, the likes of Walmart, for example, as you mentioned in your introduction there, Walmart, for example, are... they've hired or leased smaller ships so to get into smaller ports rather than the big ports. So that's what they've done to get around it. IKEA are using trains from China into Europe to bring product into it. The likes of Boohoo and ASOS are using air freight to bring stuff in that they didn't use before. So all of these are ways that retailers are looking to get around whatever this is going to be an issue in the small or the medium term.
It's fascinating stuff. Thanks indeed for enlightening us all on it. Damien O'Reilly from TU Dublin there.